afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM News. Today, June the 1st, 2026. With a real few of 19 degrees Celsius, it's currently 18 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. The headlines. Tshishimba Kambwili pleads guilty to immigration offense. The government launches second round of polio vaccination campaign. And huge blast kills dozens in rebel-held village in Myanmar.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us on other news in detail. Former chief government spokesperson Tshishimba Kambwili has pleaded guilty to immigration-related charges. When the matter came up before the Lusaka Magistrates Court this morning for commencement of trial, Mr. Kambwili informed Magistrate George Njovu that he was guilty of the offence. The development followed submissions by his lawyer, Kennedy Mambwe, who told the court that the change of plea had been made on his client's instructions. Mr. Kambwili, a former Ron Member of Parliament, is charged with one count of departing from Zambia without appearing before an immigration officer at a designated port of entry contrary to the laws of Zambia. The charge arises from all allegations that the outspoken politician failed to present himself before an immigration officer when leaving Zambia for medical treatment in 2024. It is alleged that on January 30th, 2024, an unidentified Zimbabwean national presented Mr. Kambwili's passport at the Chirundo border post in an apparent attempt to clear him for departure from Zambia. Immigration officers reportedly became suspicious and demanded that the passport holder appear in person. When the man failed to produce Mr. Kambwili, he allegedly fled the scene, leaving the passport behind. Zimbabwean authorities subsequently detained Mr. Kambwili for illegal entry before deporting him back to Zambia in February 2024. The court has set June 4th, 2026 for the reading of the facts and sentencing. The government and its cooperating partners has launched the second round of the polio vaccination campaign aimed at protecting all children under the age of 5 against the polio virus detected in Lusaka in February 2026. The campaign is scheduled to run from June 2nd to June 5th across targeted areas of the country. Speaking during the official launch, Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary for Donor Coordination, Dr. George Sinyangwe, said the first round of the vaccination campaign successfully reached approximately 3.8 million children, surpassing the target of 3.7 million. Dr. Sinyangwe has explained that the initial campaign focused on high-risk areas, including Lusaka, Central, Muchinga, Western, Southern and Eastern Province.
The first round was very successful. It was conducted in April 2026. And I'm pleased to inform you that we actually exceeded our target. Our target, like I had said, was 3.7 million children. We did 3.8 million children, thereby securing a coverage of over 100%. With these remarks, I wish to officially declare the second round polio vaccination campaign, which will run from the 2nd to the 5th of June 2026 across the targeted provinces, officially launched.
Meanwhile, UNICEF Zambia Chief of Health Atnafu Afo has reaffirmed the organization's commitment to supporting Zambia's response through vaccine procurement, community engagement and other interventions aimed at safeguarding children's health.
UNICEF remains fully committed to supporting the Ministry of Health through the vaccine procurement and logistics, cold chain strengthening, social and behavioral change interventions, community engagement, monitoring and real-time data use to ensure that no child is missed. We urge communities to remain vigilant and immediately report any child under 15 years of age who develops sudden weakness or paralysis to the limbs to the nearest health facility. Early detection and reporting are critical to stopping the spread of the virus.
And World Health Organization country representative to Zambia, Clement Lasuba, has assured the public that the polio vaccine is safe, effective and available for free of charge. In other news, the government has warned that it will no longer spend public resources on rescue operations involving individuals engaged in illegal mining activities. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Gabeta said the government has repeatedly emphasized the need for miners to operate in safe, formal, legal and environmentally compliant mining environments. Dr. Gabeta has stated that illegal mining not only endangers the lives of those involved, but also places a significant burden on the government resources whenever rescue operations become necessary. The permanent secretary made the remarks during a visit to Matala Gold Mine in Mumbwa District, where five small-scale miners were successfully rescued after being trapped underground for 17 days following a mine collapse.
Our role is to provide opportunities for everyone.
But Doc,
you go down, we are not coming to rescue you. That is clear. I don't have a budget, I don't have authority. I don't just come here because I want to. I need to be authorized. This is the last authority I'll come here to do this, what I'm doing.
Yes,
I hope I'm very clear.
Yes.
In other news, the government says the integration of technology into election observation is essential for improving efficiency, accuracy, coordination, credibility, and particularly in countries where observers are deployed across vast geographical areas. Speaking during the official opening of the training program for electoral stakeholders in Zambia on the use of ICT-based methodologies for SADC electoral observations missions, Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Permanent Secretary Etambuyu Gunderson said the training reflects SADC member states' commitment to strengthening democratic governance, electoral integrity, and peaceful elections across the region. Ms. Gunderson has noted that the program, which has brought together 100 participants, will enhance the capacity and professionalism of election observers in responding to evolving electoral environments.
Election observation is not merely a procedural exercise. It is an essential mechanism through which member states uphold shared democratic values and ensure that electoral processes are conducted in a transparent, credible, and peaceful manner. The government of the Republic of Zambia is pleased to host this important program in collaboration with the SADC Secretariat and the Electoral Institute for Sustainable Democracy in Africa.
And SADC Elections and Good Governance Expert in the Organ on Politics, Defense and Security Affairs, Magobo Mafiri, said the initiative is particularly important as it will increase the pool of trained Zambian election observers available for deployment in future elections across the SADC region.
The training is targeted at people who are to form part of the pool of SADC election observers to be deployed to member states that are due to hold elections. I wish to inform you that we have 100 participants here. And these are the people that we are going to train for deployment to other SADC member states that will be holding elections. We are training you to be deployed to other SADC member states to go and observe their elections. I'm happy to inform you that Zambia, for the last many years, I'll say you from 2018 to be specific, has been able to deploy many observers to all the elections that were held between 2018 and now.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Common Market for Eastern and Southern Africa, COMESA, says regional associations such as the Southern Africa Postal Operators Association and the Communications Regulators Association of Southern Africa continue to face operational challenges despite their significant contribution to ICT and postal sector development. COMESA Telecommunications Officer Leonard Chitundu says the inadequate funding, staffing shortages, low visibility, sustainability concerns and slow adoption of regional guidelines are affecting the effectiveness of the associations. Mr. Chitundu was speaking at the validation workshop for the feasibility study of a regional learning center for Southern Africa under the European Union funded EGEICT program in Chilanga district.
Some of these challenges include limited budgets, staffing challenges, limited visibility, slow pace of transposition, domestication of guidelines, including organization sustainability, and numerous challenges. One of the activities under the EGICT was to provide technical assistance so that they can enhance their performance and become relevant and add value to their stakeholders. In 2024, technical assistance was provided.